Politics as usual. That's what's happening in Massachusetts as the governor is setting a special election. That's okay. That's happening in January. That's what the law there says should be done to replace Ted Kennedy, who was just buried this past weekend. But here's the dicey part, my friends, and this is where we start on America Tonight. Kate Delaney, proud to be the captain of this ship, and we're sailing in some dicey waters these days, eh? So here's the scoop. The governor, Deval Patrick, has said, yes, he'd like to appoint someone in the interim because these are challenging times. Important things are happening in Washington, and Massachusetts needs to have two senators. What he should have said is, look, we want to stack the deck as much as we can, and I've been told I'm a Democrat, so I better heal and do what I'm told and put somebody in the place of Ted Kennedy so that we've got the full Democratic possibilities of 60, the big number, when it comes to health care reform, because that truly is what is being done here. And I don't know, can they get it by the people of Massachusetts? The odd thing about this interim appointment is when Mitt Romney was governor, Republican governor back in 2004, and John Kerry, liberal Democratic senator, was running for president, Mitt Romney, they would have hung him. Mitt Romney did not have an interim appointment. So the rules were changed, and the rules were special election, which means 145 days to 160. So the governor does say, okay, in January, here's the date, the 16th, we're having the special election, we'll have the primaries before that, but oh yeah, by the way, we need to have this interim person, whoever that interim person is. Joe Kennedy, the nephew, says he doesn't want it. The widow, Vicky Kennedy, a lot of people pushing for her, she doesn't want it. The Attorney General, Martha Coakley, might want it. And you're talking about all Democrats, and of course, that's what the governor would do if he's a Democrat. But the problem is that there were so many people that freaked out at the possibility of Mitt Romney doing that and replacing a Democrat. That didn't happen. Instead, the law reads the special election, and this will change what happens on the Hill. Why do I bring this up in the first place? Well, because it seems that all of us are tired of the constant rhetoric that comes out of, or hot air that comes out of, the swamp. 57% more than 57 people, 57% of us would like to replace the entire Congress. How do I know that? These polls, as much as you can manipulate them, don't lie. A new Rasmussen report shows that that is the number, the people who would vote to replace the entire Congress and just start over again. Then there were 18% who said they weren't sure how they would vote. Wow. Pretty crazy numbers. Now, there have been frustrations over Congress since last year. Remember, $700 billion bailout plan, how upset many of us were about that. The collapse of the financial industry. At that time, same thing was being said, get them all out of there. They don't know what they're doing. And in fact, only 17% wanted to keep them. So now we have a partisan shift with the Democrats controlling both chambers of Congress. And it's not surprising, I guess, that the number of Democrats would change because more Democrats would want to keep Congress as it is. But overall, to say that number, 57%, pretty high. And one of the biggest frustrations is over health care, no doubt. $1 trillion for this new health care reform, should some version of it get thrown down our throats with the nuclear option, which would mean just 51. You would need 51 in the House, and then it would go to the Senate. And, of course, the Senate with the interim person from Massachusetts, the interim senator. You think 60 is the number, no chance of a filibuster. Yeah, I think it's pretty stacked. It's like when you go to the poker table. Ever done this? And you know you're just way over your head because you're the person who's just trying to play the bluff, but it's too late. So they're trying to bluff us, but I don't think you can bluff the American people because it really, truly doesn't have to do with what party you affiliate yourself with, or if you don't affiliate yourself with any party. I think among all of us, there are massive frustrations. And we see with Obama, even the left not happy with Obama because they feel like he's not liberal enough and that he keeps reversing his course. So then when that happens, there's pressure to then take it back. Oh, I didn't really mean that about the public option, that we were taking that off the table. No, it's still in place. I didn't mean to misrepresent that. And every single time somebody else has trotted out, in that case, it was Kathleen Sebelius who had to take back the comment about public options. But I have a whole notebook full of them, trust me. All right, so I wanted you to hear this right from the get-go. Here's one of the ads that's being pumped out. It's really an anti, you know, Charles Grassley ad, and it has to do with health care reform from one Iowan's point of view. Check this out.
I voted for Reagan, Nixon, George W. Bush, and Senator Chuck Grassley, too. Served my country for over 24 years in the Army. I've talked to friends and neighbors around Iowa, and one thing is clear. No matter what the politicians in Washington, D.C. say, Democrats and Republicans back home want the public health insurance option. When they choose to deny care, private insurance companies make life or death decisions every day. We should be able to choose, too. People are hurting, and folks want to change. I voted for Senator Grassley in the past. But when Grassley takes over $2 million from the big health and insurance industries that oppose reform and then says he won't give Iowans the choice of a public option, I have to ask, Senator, whose side are you on?
All right, so you can see pretty pointed there saying, hey, look, he took money, so, you know, you heard the last tail end of that. And Grassley was getting nailed, of course, for talking about the death panels and picking up on what Sarah Palin was blasted for, what she said on Facebook. And he was the perfect person to spin, I think, in that television ad. And you're seeing a ton of money to push for health care reform. And there's are ads against it as well, but the money isn't there for the against versus the for. So Obama is facing, you know, certainly mounting calls to jump in to the fray and give the health care reform debate a second chance, is what they're saying, at attracting broad-based support by introducing his own bill. Yeah, how about that? And I think that he wants to lay in the weeds and ride out right now. And I don't mean forever and ever, but the tail end of the vacation, come back, do a little cherry-picking here and there where to speak. But there are certainly a lot of people that are suggesting that Congress should start from scratch and that Obama would be wise, instead of sloughing it off for the people on the Hill, if this is his charge, this is his baby, and this is his big moment, to just introduce his own bill. How do you turn the public debate around and win over the people out there who are irate over the stuff that they're hearing? Come up with your own version. Although I'd be worried as to what that would be that would come out of that White House. Coming up next, I promise, we'll get to Mark, Sam, and Dana in Texas. Hang with us.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, Ed Schultz here. I want to tell you about BioGreenClean.com. BioGreenClean. It is absolutely the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms all competitive cleaners. BioGreenClean is the product. It's tough enough to take on virtually any cleaning challenge, yet gentle enough for your baby's toys. That's right. BioGreenClean is plant-derived and contains no harmful chemicals, solvents, and no annoying fragrances. If you want spectacular and unprecedented results from a revolutionary cleaning product, look no further. BioGreenClean is the cleaning product that you've been waiting for. It's that simple. It's super, and it's easy to order. Just go to www.biogreenclean.com. That's www.biogreenclean.com. BioGreenClean.com. Try it today. You'll be glad you did. BioGreenClean. It cleans anything.
America Tonight, the name of the show. My name is Kate Delaney. If you haven't heard us before, welcome to the broadcast. Spread the word. State to state, everywhere in between, even across the borders, to the south, to the north, and everywhere else that you can possibly imagine. Let's go to upstate Mark, baby, in, of course, New York. Hey, Mark, how are you?
Kate, not only are you the captain of this ship, you should get the Nobel Peace Prize. And why I say that? No, seriously, don't laugh. Don't humble. Because you let us speak. You're all we have. That guy that called you from Vermont, he's right. That hospital he's talking about, Fletcher Allen, 4 years ago, they put an addition on there. And the contractor and the president of the hospital got caught embezzling money. They got over $1 million in landscaping. And that poor guy's wife, and if he tried to call the hospital to complain, they would have said to her, oh, well, that happens. And if he tries to get a lawyer, they're going to say the same thing. These hospitals, these administrators, when they hang around with their friends at night and they have their wine, they live in their big houses, they just want to brag about the bottom line. They don't care about the patients, Kate. But I'm telling you, Kate, thank you for letting us speak, the little guy, because I listen to a lot of radio, and there's no one like you, Kate. You take the little guy calls up and you let us speak, I'm sorry.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I mean, hey, that's great. That's the idea. That's America Tonight, that everybody gets to share their opinions. I always say this, whether I agree, don't agree, whatever, let's have the conversation instead of me just preaching to everybody. That's not what it's about. So what do you think? I mean, obviously, that's good insight into what's happening there in Vermont, and that's sad about his wife. I feel
they got $1 million in landscaping over there. Walked out. I waited 5 hours to see a doctor. I walked out. I called the woman up, and she blew me off. I said, if I was dying outside your hospital, well, I'm just across the lake from the guy. This hospital here, I tell you, they put an unnecessary stent in me. I can't even get a lawyer, and the hospital didn't even want to hear it. The way they got it set up, even if the doctor rents a room in that hospital, they're not responsible for the doctor.
You
got to see the way it's set up. I wish any administrators out there call, okay, and talk to Kate and let us call in and ask that guy questions. Kate, you deserve the Nobel Peace Prize. Thank you so much. You're the greatest. We look forward to you every night We stay up all night just to listen to you. Now, Matt, he's another story, okay? I was talking to him before. You know, I could see him at night when he goes out, right? And he's laughing right now. He knows I'm going to tell you. And he's talking to a girl, and the girl says, oh, what do you do for a living? He goes, oh, I work real hard. I work late at night, Sunday nights. This lady, Kate Delaney's got me working real hard. And she's running her fingers through his hair. So if he gets a girlfriend, tell us right away, Kate.
I will.
Please. All right, baby.
I will. You're hilarious. Upstate Mark, thank you. We will get somebody on from the hospital point of view. We have had other people on. That doctors, et cetera, will have somebody on from the administration and see what they have to say about it. In fact, I'll call the hospital in Vermont where Paul's wife is and see what kind of an answer I get from them and see if one of them will come on the air and talk to us. That's a brilliant idea. Let's go out to Sam, who's listening to us across the border patiently in Montreal. Hey, Sam.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What's on your mind?
We also, in certain hospitals here, you also have to wait like you can watch a whole afternoon of NFL. I mean, I hate to bring in the sports scene. You watch the ESPN pregame show, a whole afternoon of football, the postgame show, and then the Sunday night football game, and still don't see a doctor in some cases. So, I mean,
that's not good. That's not right. Hey, listen, I know that, you know, no matter what the healthcare situation is, you would have some wait time. But that kind of wait time, that's ridiculous. Like I said before, the example, Sam, your stomach could be killing you. You have no idea. It's kind of on your side. It's an appendix.
Well,
it bursts.
First of all, it wouldn't be Julie's cookie. She's an excellent cook. But, I mean, there's one hospital like that. I'm not going to here in the Montreal area, I'm not going to mention names, but friends of mine have told me horror stories like that. You know, they only have one doctor on duty, you know, the emergency ward in this particular hospital. Like I said, I'm not going to mention names. And they've told me that they've waited that long. And yet, here I am, a nice Jewish kid, and I went to a nice Catholic hospital. I had to go in for stitches because I got hit by a puck.
I remember that.
Yeah, and I was in and out in like 2.5 hours. And this was on a Saturday night, no less.
Wow.
So, you know, some hospitals, like you said, you have to wait the whole day. Others, you know.
Why won't you tell us the hospital, the bad hospital? They're not going to come after you. Tell us the name. I'll call them.
Lakeshore General.
All right, Lakeshore. I'm going to be busy with these hospitals tomorrow. Lakeshore General. I'm going to call them.
Okay, of course, they'll deny it, naturally.
Of course they'll deny it, they will, but you know what, I'll look into Lakeshore General.
Okay, one thing, is there anybody on your staff or around you who speaks French? Because the problem could be, is all of a sudden he says, je ne comprends anglais.
No, I know somebody that speaks French. In fact, I can get them to help me with it. Yeah.
Yeah, because he might start playing dumb. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's the perfect thing to do. Yeah.
Okay, it was just an idea. I mean, I could bring Julie, but right now, if I called her right now, she'd probably nail my thumbs to the wall, pour boiling liquid all over me, and that would just be for starters.
I like that. Slam and Sammy, thanks, man. Appreciate it. Throwing in his 2 cents, he's telling you, look, he just even told you the hospital how bad it is, the wait. The fact that you could sit there, go through a whole game, the pregame and everything else, that's just too many bloody hours. Dana is listening to us in Texas. Hello.
Hi, Kate. How are you?
Hey, thanks for hanging through with us.
I have my cell phone on the charger, so I'm not going to run out. The battery was low, so I'm glad I plugged it in because you would have lost me a long time ago. Well, you know, I haven't taken the time to read that 1,018-page document. I scanned through it. You know, I haven't even printed it out. I don't have that much ink and paper. But I have not heard in discussions how this is going to solve the problem of the outlandish hospital charges for tests and equipment, and the equipment, you know, has been paid off for years, or the high cost of medications, or why we have to have, everybody has to be a specialist charging really high prices in our medical community, like physicians, the high laboratory costs for tests to be run as an outpatient. Where is all of this going to put the choke chain and jerk back on all of these entities that have ran up our high costs?
Exactly.
Where is of this going to solve it? I don't think it's going to do anything.
Yeah, that's part of the problem.
Go ahead.
That's part of the problem. That's what I was saying. That's what the thing is. If you could finagle the reform in an equal way, where there was a way to cut back on the costs more than anything, then that's different than what's being discussed, and that's nowhere in that bill. I mean, it's nowhere in the bill. You don't even hear anything about the costs. And that's why I think it's laughable when you hear people dissecting it, Dana, and they're saying, well, you know, you can keep your same doctor. Are you kidding? How can you guarantee you're going to keep your same doctor? Probably your doctor will bail on the whole thing the way that it's set up now if you happen to like your doctor. And there's nothing that cuts across. And now, as one of our earlier callers said, then you're talking about the government being involved, the insurance company, you, and probably your employer if you have your insurance through that route. And it's nasty business. I mean, how many fingers do you need in the pie? You already know how difficult that can be with reimbursements and whatnot. And I don't see anything about the costs. I agree. Thanks for the call. Thanks for pointing that out. You're right. And that's what I say constantly on the show. That's my rallying cry. It's the costs that are killing people. I mean, of course. Now, you'll hear that. You'll hear the conversation where, we can't allow this. The premiums are going to be outrageous. And people won't be able to afford them. But what is the solution to that? I don't see that in what I'm reading. Well, if you have public option and then you have competition through the private route, no. That doesn't make any sense. And then how do you dissect that with the people who come in with the private insurance to a hospital versus, you know, an emergency room versus those that have the public option and then the doctors with the malpractice insurance already a lot are chased out. I already mentioned this. And you don't have that many family doctors to begin with. Ugh. Coming up at the tail end of the hour, we're going to lighten the load with a couple of things, including this crazy story about a reporter being stung by a bee. I mean, it really did happen to him, but it was that live moment on camera, you know, where you could tell that he was caught off guard. You know, I've never been stung by a bee. Crazy. Hang with us.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-N-O-T-A-X. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You're listening to GCN. Genesis Communication Radio Network.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. UAAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AaronAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, was written for anyone who wants to survive the upcoming and ongoing financial storm. Get prepared and go to hereswhatyoudo.net and buy the $6 book. He is also trying to help us by running for Congress to stop the thievery and loss of liberties. Please arm yourself with his guide and go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let it do all the talking. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. I felt a little fear upon my back. I said, "Don't look back, just keep on walking." Ooh-hoo.
All right, I got to make sure I squeeze in the blunder of the day. I'm going to get to that in a second. It has to do with a teacher. Wait till you hear it. I'll just say, no teacher I ever had did this. It's not much of a hint, but I'll tell you what it is in a few minutes here. You know, we're talking about being frustrated with what's happening in Washington, and wouldn't it be great in 2010 if a lot of people are voted out, and let's say you even have 25% turnover, people would be worried. Then people, meaning the elected people, would be concerned. You know, I did another check of this, and Harry Reid, the majority leader out of Nevada, is in trouble. His opponent is in the polls that they're, you know, pushing every other week or so in Las Vegas. He is getting clobbered. I mean, getting clobbered. I'm sure he's stunned. Because he's somebody who desperately wants to cling to that job, no matter what the cost. If you remember, there was a little bit of controversy over building a strip center in Nevada that he supposedly had something to do with giving the green light for a particular project, and that was somebody who was, you know, giving him campaign donations loosely. I'm not giving you the whole description of it, but he weathered that little bit of a bump. It was tiny, though. And everything else that has happened since he's been in Washington. But now people in Nevada are just so fed up, like everybody else, with what they're seeing with the proposal to ram this health care reform down our throats, that it's all coming back to roost on Harry Reid. And he's certainly not the only one. I think there's going to be a lot of replacement players, if you will, in D.C. in 2010. There was a poll that was done about Americans, do Americans feel more able to pay for health care? Because then that becomes the question. You have people now screaming at the meetings, well, everybody deserves a right. Everybody should have health care. Oh, I can't afford health care. And There are definitely some terrible stories where somebody's been stuck with a ridiculous bill, and or somebody's in a profession where they're not covered, or somebody works for a company where they can't afford to cover you, or they say they can't afford to cover you. And I know that I know a lot of people that have small businesses, and in most cases, because of the cost of it, they can't afford to cover the people because they don't have that many people that work for them. And that's part of the problem in shopping around for health care. That goes back to the cost thing once again. So anyway, so this poll that came out, boy, it seems like poll night here on America Tonight, doesn't it? This poll that came out said fewer Americans are afraid that they will be unable to pay for health care. And also, a few expect to postpone medical treatments because of the cost. And this was a Thomson Reuters survey that was put out earlier in the day. And specifically, they surveyed like 3,000 households. And it showed that people who made more money were more confident they could pay for medical care. Well, of course. And people who had insurance were far more confident about paying than those who didn't, of course. But this is the same thing that we've been hearing. However, what they did see and what it seemed to show, they saw a steady increase in people feeling good about their ability to actually pay for health care if they needed it. It rose 12% between March and July of this year. So that's a pretty significant number, people that felt like they could be able to pay for whatever it was. And there was also pretty high feelings among many of the people that they talked to that they're, you know, that things may even out in the insurance game. And see, this is what we're coming back to with some of the things that we've said on this show tonight. In the healthcare field, somehow what has to happen is that disparity between the people with higher income and then those who have less of an income, they need to somehow fill in that gap in this. If there's going to be some kind of reform, that's what they need to look at. It comes back to that same cost thing that I keep talking about, that you have to have changes, I think, in the health insurance industry. I mean, that's where I think the changes need to happen more than anything. And this would help the consumer tremendously, whether it's a routine doctor's visit, a diagnostic test, elective surgery, or, you know, whatever it is. Of course, consumers in the lower bracket don't feel as confident as though in the higher bracket, because if they have to pay the money, they can afford to pay whatever the out-of-pocket cost is. So that's the deal. I think it's the health insurance industry that needs the biggest overhaul, it seems like to me, in this whole discussion of healthcare. So if I were the person in charge, that's what I would have been digging into for a very long time. I would have met with all the insurance people. I would have had to have some. I would have asked for hard numbers. Of course, that would take forever because you know how much paperwork gets lost and shuffled around when it comes to an insurance company, and especially with healthcare. But that's, you know what, really, that's what I would have done. And I think that should be looked at, and I think that's been overlooked, insurance part and also the physicians part of it. You know, nobody's talked really to these physicians very much. You had Obama who trotted himself out to the AMA and tried to push this. Remember, he got booed. But, you know, actual discussions with the doctors, that's lacking in this too. What's their part of it? What can they do? What do they want to see done? Because obviously they're affected by the changes, and not every doctor is trying to scalp you and overcharge you. In fact, many people have called America Tonight and said they have doctors that know they are out of work or they're in between a job, and they just comp them or they help them out. They feel that involved with their patients. They care about their patients. All right, here's this wacky story about the teacher that I said this never happened to me when I was in school. Out of Trenton, New Jersey, of course, it's always about Jersey, right? A New Jersey social studies teacher was charged with accepting cash from students that wanted to improve their grades. So it's a female teacher, Megan LaBoy, her name is. She's 30 years old. She made about $1,400 from Colts Neck High School kids during the 2008-2009 school year. What happened was police say that some of the people who live in that area went to the police and told them that students were told that she'd give them extra credit and the money was for charity, but they say she kept the money for herself. So she's been charged with third-degree theft by deception. She was, of course, released after being charged that. She has been working in that school district since 2001, but, of course, now she's not employed, obviously. What was she thinking? First of all, doesn't she know that those kids, some of those kids, are going to go home and tell their parents, and somebody is going to pick up the phone and call the cops or call the school or do something? Like, that was going to, did she really think that was going to fly under the radar? I never was offered that. I wish I could get that free pass. In fact, when I was at Ohio University, it seems like anything was the reverse. They were always accusing students of having the test. How did you know that was going to be on the test? Economics 101. How could you possibly know? Well, because you give the same test every single year and people save them. So that's the answer to that. Matt, can you imagine? You grew up in Minnesota. If a teacher approached you and said, hey, Matt, if you make a donation to me and I'll give it to my charity, I'll see what I can do about getting you some extra credit to improve your grade.
I don't know. I'd be tempted.
I'd be tempted. Of course you would. If it was some class that you weren't good in and you needed the grade to be pumped up.
I don't know. I had other ways of getting around that, because if I studied as much as I tried to weasel my way out of certain situations, I probably would have gotten just straight A's on my own, but instead I had to come up with creative ways to do that.
So you were the storyteller.
Well, storyteller, or there's the big thing when I was in school was the graphing calculators had just come out, and the teachers didn't quite realize that you could put notes on there, and so there's another way around that. And then there's, I don't know, there's people in my classes, we came up with some scams. Let's just say that. Everything was not always on the up and up.
Yeah, I understand. And you know, people listening to us, and we just went through that whole thing that about replacing Congress and whatnot. I wonder how many people that are in Congress were scammers like Matt. I think like 75%. I'm going to just throw out that little unscientific number for everybody, but I'm going to say pretty high.
I don't know. I did well on tests and everything. It was just the homework and some other things, but I don't know. I scored well on my standardized testing to get in college, so I'm not a dummy.
That's all that counts. If you did well on the test and you got in, that's all that matters. I'll tell you, it is interesting, the stories that you hear coming out of the classroom, and that's why Megan LaBoy gets the blunder of the day, because if she was going to try to scam the kids, she apparently didn't do it a very good job of that, since the police were called in and it was obvious that she wasn't putting the money toward any charity. You know, on face value wise, if you said, listen, I'll give you extra credit if you donate to the charity, even that is kind of fishy. But maybe you could pull it off if you had proof that you were donating to the charity. Well, that's the thing. And probably they still would have nailed her for it anyway. But theft by deception. So, and that's tough too, boy. Trying to get a job in these times with that on your record. Odds and ends coming up around the bend.
Boy, it's an awful lot of money for the stupidest idea I've ever heard.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out, for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting, chewable, containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to OrderChoose.com.
If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, RMApply.com has a message that is vitally important for you and your family. Did you know that you may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM benefits? Visit RMApply.com and apply for free to see how much you are entitled to. Right now, people just like you are taking advantage of their benefits and using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, and support this show's sponsors. You may be entitled to hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's your money, and you're entitled to it. Apply for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Or call them today for a free no-obligation evaluation to see how much you qualify for. Call 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155 today. Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone, bad to the bone, bad to the bone.
All right, I promised odds and ends, including the crazy bee sting thing. There's a guy basically taping a report for his local television station, and he was stung by a bee. We're going to let you hear that. It's kind of funny. Coming up in a few minutes, that qualifies for odds and ends. But this certainly does, too. I read this today, and I was taken aback. You know, then they kept pushing to us that if you take an aspirin a day, oh, geez, it's just so good for you to take aspirins. And especially it's the whole heart attack thing. And I just had a conversation with somebody on Friday that told me she was playing tennis with her husband, who was in pretty good shape, just casual tennis, and he felt weird and said, "Geez, I gotta go. We gotta go." And they went back home, and he was saying, "Oh, you know, I need ice me down or something's wrong." And she gave him an aspirin. Sure enough, he was having a heart attack. Ambulance comes. The first thing they do, they want to give him an aspirin. No, I already gave him an aspirin. Boom, get him to the hospital, and they have to put a stent in, and he survives. You know, the whole thing. And whatnot. And they say, "Well, that was a good thing you got that aspirin. That aspirin really helped." And so we know this whole thing about the preventing the heart attack, or if somebody feels like they're having a heart attack, to give them the aspirin. But now they're saying that healthy people who take aspirins to prevent heart attacks might be hurting themselves, because, you know, if this is what they're saying, the drug reduces the risk of blood clots, but it can be taken by patients who have already suffered a heart attack or at risk of one, right? But millions of others who take the insurance, they call it the insurance policy, that's nice, so that you don't think you're guarding against getting a heart attack, you're hurting yourself, the routine use of the aspirin, because the study found that the risk of cardiovascular problems had to be set against the increased risk of internal bleeding, because that's what could happen to you if you take the aspirin every day. So if you do have symptoms of angina, heart attack, stroke, that'll help you, right? But if you don't have those symptoms, you could cause bleeding. And they gave people doses and tested this theory. And you had major bleeding that happened to some people where they had to be admitted to a hospital in 34% of the people in the aspirin group. Oh, that's not good. So meaning to say that so many people were doing that. I know there's people that are doing that. They're taking an aspirin. They feel okay, but they think, yeah, you know, my grandfather had an attack. Maybe I ate too many Doritos. I'm trying to get in shape, and I'm worried something. I could get some blockage. Two of my buddies have it. So you start taking the aspirin, and sure enough, you could be causing something that much worse. Now, see, I hate these kind of stories because what happens is, all right, so who did the study? Do you really think at the British Heart Foundation, and they had this funded research? Do they know what they're talking about? You know, who do you believe? It's like, oh, coffee's good for you. It's not good for you. Whatever is good for you, it's not good for you. There was a song by, I want to say it was Joe Jackson. I think it was Joe Jackson. Maybe it was Adrian Blue. Everything gives you cancer. You know, everything gives you cancer. And that song was about that you would start reading these headlines that one day you should do this, but, you know, a year later, oof, I hope you're not really doing this because this might give you this. And I just think of my grandmother who smoked like a chimney. She was good-looking, slender woman, so she didn't have the weight thing. But we'd have a Jersey Shore house, right? I know some of you can relate to this. Maybe you went to a cabin in the woods or whatever, and your family went there, or you went to a beach somewhere. And you would find her cigarettes all over the place. And no one in my family smoked except for she's my great-grandmother. But she lived to be like almost 100. And so smoking's bad for you, but she smoked. She ate whatever she wanted to eat. She ate, you know, ice cream, and she ate candy. You'd always have to be getting her candy from the boardwalk, those chocolate turtles with the big, thick nuts in them. So, you know, what's your diet supposed to be? I mean, yes, there are things I think you probably should do, and the weight thing is probably true because you put weight on your joints, and that makes sense, and the obesity factor based on things that doctors have said, that makes sense to me. But, I mean, give me a break. Enjoy your life is what I think. I think you just moderation, baby. If you can find a way to subscribe to moderation, it's not always easy. That's the way to go. And so aspirin, take it, don't take it. If mentally it makes you think, geez, I'm not hurting myself, then maybe you take it. Or else you believe what they're saying in England and, you know, you don't take it because you could lead yourself to problems and going to the emergency room for something else like the crazy bleeding thing. All right, here's another story that would fit into odds and ends, and it's this one out of Seoul, South Korea. This kind of got lost in the sauce. I don't even remember where I saw this, or maybe somebody sent it to me. But a scientist in South Korea says one of the world's first cloned wolves died for unknown reasons. Okay, so the cloned wolf died because it was a cloned wolf and it wasn't going to live that long in the first place, only a couple of years. Don is listening to us in the great state of Wyoming. Hey, Don, how are you?
Kate, how are you doing?
I'm good. How's that house situation?
Well, I'll tell you, Kate, it took 7 grueling weeks, but I finally got the key today. So,
sweet. Can we have some applause for Don? He has the key to his mansion now in Utah.
Yeah, I'll tell you, those guys, you know, it's a lot, the process is a little bit tougher right now. I think it's because of all the foreclosures and the problems they've had with the market, you know, the banks are a lot, you know, a lot
strict.
What do you call it?
Stringent.
More nervous, yeah, to loan out money or whatever. And so these underwriters, I'm telling you, Kate, for about a few days there, I thought it was the Gestapo checking stuff out. I mean, was just like, you know, and I'm like, I'm asking my mortgage officer, I'm like, we just answered this question 2 weeks ago. And he says, well, they go from one person, and they pass it to another person, and they pass it to another person, and, you know, but all in all, you know, we finally got the thing done. And then, of course, you know, I'm a veteran, so, you know, including the VA and on the, you know, because I was able to get a VA loan, and,
good,
you know, that takes a little bit extra time, too, but, no arm, no foul. I got everything done, so I'm pretty, it was kind of weird walking, you know, opening the door and walking in knowing that was my house, you know, so Ryan's parents are still shaking their head with the single guy going to do with a 4,000 square foot house, you know.
I think it's great. Good for you. I love it.
But anyway, hey, by the way, have you been to the new stadium down there?
I went this past week. I went this past week, and I got invited to a suite. I went, and my gosh, that big screen, I think more people watch the screen than anything else. The screens that are there are all over the place, the big one especially, the HD one in the middle.
Well, that's what I was calling. Is that thing really 60 yards long or wide? I mean, it was.
Yep.
It goes from the 20-yard line to the 20-yard line.
It does. So. It's crazy big. It's crazy big. And even when I was there, a punter hit it. So the punters are complaining because they're hitting it, and so I think it's hilarious. But it's giant. It's like a spaceship.
Yeah, but it's like, you know, he put it 10 feet above the league minimum, so, you know, it's
that's
like,
right.
I don't know. But anyway, though, I know one of the players on the Cowboys that was on the return team said, you know, this is going to be, he didn't like the idea either because he's like, you know, most of your injuries in the NFL happen on the return teams and the kick teams, you know, and because those guys are going full speed and, you know, clocking each other and just imagine you got to just keep doing the play over and over again, you know. So it's, but you know, we'll see. That is something. But, you know, it got to a point where some guy in one of the, I don't know, sports talk shows said, you know, hey, you know, you go to a stadium to watch it on television?
And you know what? He's right, because I noticed all the people around me. I had binoculars because I wanted to see on the field. And I went down to the locker room before that, but I could not believe how many people were just watching the screen. And I think that, unfortunately, is one of the byproducts of what Jerry's Palace is doing. Hey, we're up against it, buddy, but congratulations on that new house. Call us again. And give us an update on what's going on there in your own palace. But speaking of football, don't forget we're going to have Nail the Score. That's coming up in a couple of weeks. You have a chance to win some incredible prizes. We do it 1 hour once a week during football season, the game of the week. All you have to do is guess who you think's going to win and what the final outcome will be. Ooh, sounds good, doesn't it?
Worse? How could they get any worse? Take a look around you, Alan. We're at the threshold of hell.
Can it be, Norm?
Fame, fortune, fast women.
Yeah. How about a beer?
Even better.